Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Whitney. How may I assist you?
Hi, Whitney. My name is Jane Freund. I'm calling because I've got a subscription to the Star Trek graphic novels through you guys. And I just saw that I'm getting ready to get a charge, and it's to my old checking account. So I need to change that and hopefully not have it go through.
Okay, so you just need to update your credit card information, correct?
Yeah, basically it's a new checking account, but I've got a debit card here in front of me for it.
Okay. What is that account number, please, sir? And I'll be more than happy to take a look at it.
My account number with you guys?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just a second here. Where do I find that? I'm looking at my account on my tablet right now. Where do I find the account number?
I'm not sure. It's under account information. And what's your phone number? I can try by phone number.
Okay. Oh wait, just a second. I think account details. No, that's not it. Okay. Phone number is 206-427-5775.
Okay, what's your first and last name and address, please?
Shane Freund, Freund, 8131 Xavier Way, Everett, Washington, 98203.
And which one is this for?
I should be for the Star Trek graphic novels, or there's all I'm all I think I should also have the
Solar
oh what
system.
is that yeah the mechanical model of the solar system.
So you want to update it for both. Okay, let me do one at a time. I have to do one at a time. What's the card number?
The new card?
Yes, sir.
Yes, 5102-7783-9203-8110.
Expiration date.
426-916.
Security code on the back. All right, one moment, please. All right, one second, please.
No problem.
Sorry, I have to do it on both accounts. I don't know why it does that. I should just do update for all accounts. That would be so much easier.
Yeah, you would think. Nothing in life is ever simple when it can be. It's like the powers that be want to make shit as hard as possible for everybody.
All right, let's see what I have here. Right, got it for this one. Let's see. All right, I've updated it for that one. Let me get to the other account.
Okay.
That was the Star Trek. This is the solar system. All right, sir, I've updated both of those credit cards for both accounts. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
Can you tell me, I just want to be sure, like when are they going to go through? When are they going to process? One of them was, I saw it was like 74 or something.
7140.
Or 7140. Okay. Yeah.
That's for the Star Trek graphic that'll be on. So 4-1, we actually got the payment. Wait, let me make sure. Yeah, the other one actually went shipped out on today, so we actually got the payment, I'm assuming, from your last credit card.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to deal with that then. All right. Well, I guess can you change the date that the payments are made?
Now, that won't be of every month, so there's no way that our system allows us to charge you the same time of every month.
Okay. So how do I mean, so when do I know when I'm going to get charged again?
Every 4 weeks, you're at every 5 weeks from your last shipment. You just count 5 weeks, and it'll be that time.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Well, I guess that's all I needed then. I guess maybe pass up to the powers that be that that's a really messed up system and that they should incorporate a monthly thing where you can adjust the day of the month, because it would be a lot more convenient if it was the same day of every month that I could expect the money to come out if it was going to. I know you guys won't ship anything and won't charge me if you don't have it in stock, but it would be nice if it still happened on the same day.
Yes, sir. I understand. Our system just—I wish we could do that. But no,
Yeah.
our system don't allow us to do that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's all I needed.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in to Eagle Moss Collections. Please hold for a short one question survey after this call. Have a great day, sir.
You too.